Yes, good evening from Washington, D.C.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of days, to say the least. What's it been like on the ground?
Yeah, it's been wild, to be honest. I think a lot of what's happened, apart from the slow vote count, we probably could have predicted. It must have seemed crazy for Australians watching from the other side of the world. But honestly, Donald Trump has been setting up for this for months. He's been talking about electoral fraud. He's been insisting the election will be rigged. He's been suggesting he would contest it. So that kind of was predictable. What's not predictable is this unprecedented situation we're in now, where the election has been called in Joe Biden's favour, and the president is digging in and refusing to accept the results. And not only that, but he's basically holed up in the White House, continuing to tweet and put out statements claiming that the election's been stolen from him and he's not going anywhere.
Well, he is very confident in the old Twitter machine, is Donald Trump. But he's, as you say, he's threatening legal action. What's the feeling there? What are you hearing? Is this legal action going to go ahead, do you think?
Look, his team have got lawsuits in several states, and we know that some of them have already fallen over in court, which does tell you that the mud's not sticking. They're pretty adamant that there has been hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots that were illegally cast or illegally counted, or that their observers were not allowed into the voting centres, vote counting centres, to watch them be counted properly. So that is the crux of their argument. Whether or not they can stick that argument in the state courts in those battleground areas, and whether or not, even if they were successful, it would be enough to sway the overall election result. Legal experts are saying no, and so are a lot of senior Republicans today, that there's not this widespread, solid evidence that we're hearing from, you know, the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who's been talking again today, and that this is really just a kind of a desperate grab at remaining in the Oval Office.
Now, I'm not smart when it comes to US politics, so you might be able to help me out here. I'm not even smart when it comes to Australian politics. So if Donald Trump's taking the legal system or the place to court or whatever he's doing in relation to these legal battles, does that mean he's not trusting the voting system? Does that mean he's not trusting the people of America, or is it the people who are doing the counting?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because he keeps saying that he got more than 71 million legal votes, which he did, and it's a big number, but the only person who's ever received more votes than that is Joe Biden. He got 74 million. I think Donald Trump is saying that he doesn't trust the Democrats. It's the Democrats and the people at polling booths and vote counting centres in those battleground states that have allegedly committed fraud, or, you know, he was talking the other night about putting pieces of cardboard up over the windows so the Republican observers couldn't look in, people having to stand back with binoculars to see what was happening. All these sorts of things. And his lawyer went into some detail today. The trouble is, as I said, you know, they will need to front up with the evidence to make that stick. And then whether or not they could manage to overturn the entire election result is really unlikely at this point. So it's now just dragging on with no concession.
Now, of course, President-elect Joe Biden, well, he's pretty much started work from day one, essentially. So from what you're hearing, what are his team's priorities? Obviously, coronavirus would be a huge one. But what are the big priorities for him going into the office between now and, say, the end of the year? Has there been any news on that?
Yeah, he's wasting no time. I actually launched their transition website today, and you're right, COVID-19 is at the top of that priority list. We knew that from the campaign. They've been very solid on that message, very consistent. Also, economic recovery is on that list, racial equality, and climate change. So those are the four things I've listed today as their priorities. They're already putting together a kind of a task force or working group to work around the pandemic, and I think we're going to get some more announcements on that tomorrow. So they're absolutely straight to work, the Biden-Harris ticket, and they're also working, which is normal, you know, preparing kind of a people around them to work with federal agencies to kind of make sure that the transition is smooth. So it will happen. It's just a matter of how Donald Trump deals with it.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I'm a keen golfer, not saying I'm very good at it, but if the president can go out and play a couple of rounds of golf while trying to work out, you know, how he's lost the election or whatever, I mean, I just didn't understand that when I saw the tweets and the pictures over the weekend. I just can't work that out.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of yesterday especially was extraordinary. You know, the voting in Pennsylvania, the count was so close, Biden's margin was going up. You could sort of see that it was going to be called at any minute. And then Donald Trump left the White House and went to play golf. And, you know, for him to have been on the golf course when that call was made, it's pretty extraordinary. But, you know, it is the weekend here, and I suppose the election didn't go the way he wanted, and he thought, oh, well, what else am I going to do? So he was back there today playing golf again. And, you know, I should point out there's lots and lots of supporters, and they've been lining the streets to see his motorcade and promising to continue to support him. There's no doubt that he, you know, he sparked a movement. He's very, very popular. We've seen that in the vote count. The problem is he just did not get as many votes as Joe Biden, and he doesn't want to accept it.
Understood. Amelia Adams is the US correspondent for the Nine Network. Finally, Amelia, what does now with the change of government in the United States, where would that leave the USA-Australia relationship? Because I jumped on Google while we had a chat, and I noticed that many moons ago now that Joe Biden actually came to Australia, came to Melbourne and watched a game of AFL football. So, and was presented with a Carlton jumper. So I'm sure the relationship might be strong, who knows, over the next couple of years. Yeah. But what would be the relationship there?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And actually, Donald Trump, I think, is the only US president not to have visited Australia in some years. So it's good to see that Joe Biden's already a little bit familiar with our country. And look, you know, we're very close allies. Scott Morrison was quick to tweet yesterday his congratulations. He said the alliance is deep and enduring. We've got shared values. And he said that he looks forward to closely working with them. And obviously China will be kind of that key common challenge, if you like, between our countries as to how both governments, you know, together and separately kind of position themselves on different policies there. I think you're going to see, the alliance continuing to work very strongly. You know, the difference is obviously Donald Trump is a very different politician. He's not a politician. He, you know, he was a businessman and a TV star. So he lacks a certain kind of presidential diplomacy. And we've seen that in dealings with lots of world leaders. But, you know, him and Scott Morrison have actually, they've always gotten along very well. Yep. And I was at NATO last year when they had a little meeting on the side, the G7, excuse me, it was G7, when they had a little meeting on the sidelines, and lots of camaraderie there. There's never been sort of an issue, but I think you'll see lots of other countries openly relieved about the change of administration and who they'll be working with.
Hey, Amelia, really do appreciate your time as always. You'll see the pictures and the stories on Channel 9 News right around Australia. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
That is Amelia Adams joining us on Gold Central Victoria.